Well, of course, the big news is that General Motors is moving, but not far, just up the street. You've heard by now that General Motors is moving from the Renaissance Center to Hudson's Detroit. To give us even more information than we already have, our good friend, the president of General Motors, Mark Royce, on the line right now. Mark, congratulations. And by the way, thanks for your 100-plus year commitment to the city of Detroit, which continues.
Well, thanks, Paul W. You know, it's a pretty exciting time. I think, you know, we all feel it. And, you know, the continued Dan Gilbert and Bedrock have just been incredible partners, not only with us, but, you know, the whole city, and bringing the whole city to life, both business and, you know, the whole community piece of what they've built. That's a big deal. And so we're just thrilled. And, you know, like you said, we've been there for a long, long time, starting in 1911. Right on Woodward there until 1923, when we relocated to the Grand, you know, the Grand Boulevard, West Grand Boulevard office of the GM building, and that remained there for you know, until 96 when we bought the Remsen. So, you know, we've got a long history. We've got a few different places, and going back to Woodward here, and the, you know, the Hudson building is just, it feels really, really fun and good. And you know, I think the Remsen piece of this, you know, it's an iconic piece of our skyline. We all know that and love it. But I think it's time to have a really clear look at what we did, you know, and what we're doing on that riverfront, which is world class. You know, it's been voted number one here several years in a row. So it's a very exciting time.
I think it's an extremely exciting time. And I think buying the Remsen in 96 was exactly the right thing to do. I think Matt Cullen, who steered you guys that way and took away the berm and opened up the riverfront. Everything that's happened since then has been spectacular, and you're nearly 30 years at the Renaissance Center along the Detroit River. It's only gotten much better. But realistically, the way office work is now, hybrid or call it what you will, there aren't a lot of people that are coming into an office 5 days a week. And, of course, Mark, you and I remember when we used to come to the office 7 days a week, but that's another story for another time.
Right. That's exactly right.
and the beauty is that we keep you in Detroit, and I really am excited about what Dan and Jennifer Gilbert can do with the Renaissance Center. I mean, there's a lot of things that they can do to make it better. I think there could be some fabulous high-end housing on the river. Every major city has things like that. There'll be, maybe they can make smaller offices. Maybe they can make it an incubator. That's one of the things you mentioned to me in our conversation before coming on the air. That is having a certain area there to help entrepreneurs and others who couldn't afford that kind of real estate otherwise. Maybe upgrade the hotel. What I'm saying is, I think that there are so many possibilities that are now possible, possibilities being possible, because of the change in ownership. Does this mean that General Motors has walked away totally from any ownership in the Renaissance Center?
Well, not yet, because, you know, what we have, I believe what you said is exactly right. The sky's the limit of what can happen on the site. And, you know, we've put, you know, over $1 billion into the site here over the last years, and the riverfront and the whole, that whole area. But, you know, Bud Denker and Roger and ourselves have brought the Grand Prix back to the, you know, the streets of Detroit. So, I mean, it's really quite an area. And I totally agree with that. And I think, you know, if you look at this ownership wise, we're going to take a year here, right? And really look at this. And I think Mayor Duggan said this yesterday as well, that, you know, we've got the right leadership looking at this. And if there's a group of people that can really redevelop this in the right way, you know, I think we have it all intact. And that's very exciting, because you know how much Dan, Jennifer, and Bedrock have done for the city. And if there's, I don't know that of the list of things that you said were possible, if there's any one thing, and that's very exciting too. It could be all of those things, right? It really could.
Right.
Which is, you know, that's truly a special opportunity. And yeah, the hybrid piece of this, you know, just to mention what it really is today, is over 80% of all companies have a hybrid-like work environment, and we're one of those. And so, you know, it's time to look at that and do what's right for the business, what's right for Detroit, and what's right for, you know, the whole community. And I think this is one of those rare opportunities where it is truly a win-win-win. And so, you know, I think everybody's very excited. Our employees are going to work there are really excited. So that's a big deal, right?
That's a big new, and I stress new, working in a building that isn't new. We have the Golden Tower, the Fisher Building, which is certainly a beautiful lobby and a beautiful building, but it isn't new. And the things you can do in a new building are massive compared to what happens in an older building. As we're speaking with Mark Royce, president of General Motors, GM, moving from the Renaissance Center to Hudson's Detroit. And when I heard this, I wondered, gee whiz, Dan just named it Hudson's Detroit, just changed the name. Do you have naming rights now in this building?
I honestly, I'm not sure that would be on the top of my list, but we do have, we do have signage, and I'm not sure anything is better than Hudson's Detroit, to be honest with you. And, you know, I go back to my childhood and shopping in the children's only store there, you stand there and do the announcement that we did the other day, and it's like, you know, it's just really special. And so I think Dan has captured that with the name, which is very beautiful.
GM has entered into, from what I understand, a 15-year multi-level lease for the top office floors, as well as grabbing some of that showcase space on the street level. You can put some of those GM vehicles and community activations. That's all good.
Yeah, it's fun. If you look at that, the ground floor, I'm particularly excited about that because we're going to, I think, bring Michael Simko, our VP of design, is bringing sort of the modern, postmodern, mid-century modern, Saren and feel of, the tech center and some of his work that was done recently on our new design center. He's bringing that feel into that lobby. And if you look at what's possible in that showroom space, it's everything from an event center to an actual an event ground level space with garage doors. It's really something. So, I mean, it can really create an unbelievable environment around the building right in the center of downtown.
Was there ever any conversation of leaving the city of Detroit?
There actually was never. And, that's why when we started looking at this right in the heart of the pandemic, where, it was very tough. Like, we have basically an empty building. And we're like, okay, well, what is happening here? There's no playbook for it. But we never talked about leaving Detroit ever. But we wanted the right place and the right space. And, having been so fortunate to be able to talk to Bedrock and the Gilberts about something like Hudson's, and having the ability to influence a little bit of, the materials, the architecture, the layouts. We're right at that point right now. So, we took a tour of it yesterday, and it was just fabulous, actually the day before. And it was, the floors are in, the elevators are done, the stairways and the escalators are being put in. And then the terrace and the views are there. And so now we go to town on, what does the workspace look like and how many people and what staffs. So that's yet to come.
We look forward to how about this? The GM wing of Hudson's Detroit. We look forward to seeing that.
I just hope it's not called the children's only area.
I'm kind of with you on that. Mark, thanks so much. Thanks to all the hardworking men and women of General Motors. Thanks for your continued commitment to Detroit.
Thank you, Paul W. It's really an exciting